Shmuzalman Auerbach brings down, we know that Lelish and the Rabba, another hour and a half, is the Chisum Adin. It's what the Ari says. The Ari says exactly in Chatzois. It's brought down in the Ramah. We don't look. It's brought down how to do it. Lemaise, if you walk near the moon, and you could check Lefi the shadow, what will happen to you this year? This is what the Ramah brings down. Ramah says that because we're not a Baki, Mishneh Berurah brings down how exactly to do it, better not to look in the whole year to be nervous. But as I state in the Ramah, that Yesh Noyagim, they go outside Chatzois by night, and Lefi the shadow, they know what is going to happen to them the whole year. So Tzilom Ve'Eloikim. But this is what the Ari brings down. The Bikur Yankiv explains that what is the Mokir a little bit. He says, "Bachag nidoinim ala mayim." Says mayim is the semel for parnose, and the parnose be'etzem is what a person lives off. And the sea, if the bachag nidoinim ala mayim, is an oishan rabbe. So what's waiting for you from Los Angeles? As Bachag Nidoinim Al Amayim is the Parnose, and B'meile Oishan Rab at the time that we're busy with the Aroves, that they're Mesamel, really the water. So this is Be'etzem the Iker Gzardin. So Shmuzalman Auerbach brings down, so why it's not brought down nowhere in the old? The Ramah, we know, we wear a kittel, we say tefillas marbim bepchias. Why it's not brought down nowhere in the Pesim HaKadmonim that Oishan HaRabbe is such a big day? Al pi de Ari, al pi de Kabbalah, we know everything happens in Oishan HaRabbe. Say that they bring down the Medrash. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Dor Chof Aleph, Yom Chof Aleph and Tishrei, that is the day that I will give them the Kapore. So he says that in the Deiros HaKadmonim, most people really poil Tzach in Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. In Deiros HaAchroinim, that we don't manage to poil Tzach, and we need the Simcha Navodas Hashem. So Hashem was megalgel that the Zohar and the Sforim were nisgalet to us, that we could use the day of Oishan HaRabbe to fix. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalgel it. And the Levush brings down the cheshbonos of the days, and he brings down from the Zohar that Lemaisa is brought down, that this is the day, this is the time of Chitum Adin. And as if by David HaMelech state that we knew that he has to die in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos Taflamed, Lo posak pume migirse velo yochal molachamoves lishtau ba'adei. Same thing the Gemara in Makis Davyud, Ahuda vekoi bera velo yochal molachamoves lishtau ba'adei. Kivyochu, if in the time of Oishan HaRabbe we use the koyach ha-toiro, Hashem has a pchinev ba'asher u'shom. Hashem judges the person, lefi the matzav, the person is in that moment. And while if in the matzav, in this moment, we're in a matzav of Torah, he kivyochol cannot send the notes to the shliach to do the bad thing. This is the reason it's brought down that even if someone cannot be awake the whole night, at least to learn till chatzois, because be'ikar ha-psak is mamish this last. This time that we are sitting now, this is the time be'etzem that kivyochol is sending the message, the koyach to the shliach. And when a person is learning Torah, ki em chayenu v'erich yomeinu, so this is be'etzem when Yom Kippur, Hashem said salachti kedvorecho, and he gave back the Torah. But Azevi David HaMelech, when he learned Torah, the Satan cannot be pergeya. So the Tchilas HaAvoido, for sure, will carry on davening tomorrow and trying to mamtik a chasima Aber bei Emes, this is the learning of Rishan Rabba. And it's brought down in Sforim that the Ikar Limud, that the Malachamoves cannot get a person and when he learns Be'ir. It's brought down in Yonis Ben Uziel that Esav said, Yikrivu Yemei Evel Ovi, and I will kill my brother. So the Yonis Ben Uziel says, because the only time that Yaakov cannot learn is when he will sit Shiva. That's what Yonis Ben Uziel. When a person is not learning, I have a Kerech Shlita in him. Fragen dem Erforschen, but he's allowed to learn Hilches Aveles. So that learning is haste to read. That learning doesn't save. Mishnah Torah brings down a lot of Mekoyres. The learning that saves a person from Malachamoves is when he learns and he has a Hanoi Gishmak from his Torah, Kihem Chayenu, Vo'erech Yomeinu. Kiv Yochel says, if it's Kihem Chayenu, it's Oirech Yomeinu, and the Sotan cannot be Pergea, and the Sotan cannot Pergea. So this is Be'etzim the Mokker of Klal Yisrael. To sit and learn. This is bad, so we'll try it together. So, Sugya, we spoke a little bit once about it, but maybe I want a little bit to be Maimi the Dvorim. With the time, it became much more Mesuder for me. We'll try to be Maimi the Dvorim. The Mishnah and Sukkah Daf Memalef, the Mishnah brings down Naftit. Come on. So the Mishnah says in Daf Mem Aleph, Borishoino hoyo lulav nitol b'migdosh shivo u'bamedina yoyim echot. In the beginning, the lulav in Beis HaMikdosh was taken for 7 days u'bamedina yoyim echot. Mishechorav Beis HaMikdosh hiskin Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai sheyelulav nitol b'medina shivo zecher l'migdosh. It says in the Pasuk, V'lekachtem lochem b'yoy morishoin, pri etzador, usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomi. So it says, V'lekachtem lochem b'yoy morishoin, it's all over. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomi. What's in the front of the Ribbono shel Olam, it's 7 days. So b'medino is, V'lekachtem lochem b'yoy morishoin, usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomi. So this is the reason Barishayna all over the world they took in 1 day. And Mishachora Beis HaMikdosh Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai Shiyolulev Nitol Bamedino Shiva. So before we explain, we'll see the Gemara. Freg the Gemara Minolon Deavdin and Zecher LaMikdosh. Omar Rabbi Yechon Do Omar Kro Im Ale Aruko Loch Umakosayich Erpo Ki Nitchu Koro Loch Tzioinu Doiresh Ein Lo Doiresh Ein Lo Michlal Debo Yedrisha Michlal Debo Yedrisha. It says Tzio in Ein Deirish Lo. You have to remember. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, we'll see a lot of Nafkeminis, ask the Kasha, what is Minolom Deavdin and Zecher LaMikdosh, such a Kasha? Sfiras HaOimer, Afik HaOimen, Chodosh. We have so much things we do, Zecher LaBeis HaMikdosh. Minolom Deavdin and Zecher LaMikdosh? And the Gemara answers, Shenemar Tzion and Deireshlo. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that this Zecher LaMikdosh is not the same like every Zecher LaMikdosh. Lamosh, why you can't Sfira? Beis HaMikdosh will be built. We will know to count Sfira. Ramesha. Come on. Prisoner, He challenges me all, every time if I know the Yerushalmi of the day. So, Rosh Hashanah is like this. Every Zecher LaMikdosh that we have, the Moshe Sfira Sorim, the Mikdosh we build, we'll do Sfira. Chodosh, we'll do Chodosh. Afikoymen, we'll do Afikoymen. That meaning, Be'etzem, it's the worst Zecher LaMikdosh. Because we will see later, and Beis HaMikdosh, most Rishonim, you have to have Hodor B'Kol HaYomim, could be, cannot be Choser, some Rishonim all has to be Lochem. We do, the first day we do all of the halachas, and all the other days we do shvach zachen. Why? It's only zeicher. When Beis HaMikdash should be built, there will be no more lulavim all over the country. The only place we will take a lulav will be Beis HaMikdash. And there, we will not take the same lulav that we're taking now. We will take a much better lulav, right? Can be lochem, has to be chosa. So the zeicher LaMikdash be'etzem is missing the purpose. It's missing the purpose. Because this will not be a Zeicher. Because in Beis HaMikdosh, we will have to take a different Dalet meaning. We will not take this Dalet meaning. So that's like the Gemara. So what is the Indian to make a Zeicher LaMikdosh? And for the Gemara, Zerub Iskerov also said it in different rayas, that it's a new Zeicher LaMikdosh. The Zeicher LaMikdosh here is Tzion and Doyreshlo Michlal de Boye Drisha. Chazal made a mitzvah to remember that Amor we had a Beis HaMikdosh, and now we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh. And you know, when we had a Beis HaMikdosh, we had Dalet Minim. Not that we will remember to take Dalet Minim and Beis HaMikdosh should be Chorev. It should be so sad that we're missing this mitzvah. He says the Moshe, if someone shakes a lulav tomorrow morning and he doesn't think about it, could be Tzabuch Levatole. He's misupik. He said he doesn't want to say for sure that he has to make a brocha again. The mitzvah is not to shake a lulav. The mitzvah is to remember Yerushalayim. I know it sounds very far, but it's interesting. There's a Mishneh Berurah. You know, they do the zach and simchas beis hashoev. I think the Mir also had one. Yeah. Started with a drosha, but in the end it was epis. Yeah, but they have simchas beis hashoev. Why do simchas beis hashoev? So the Mishneh Berurah brings down and Tof Reish Samach Aleph. Chsidim v'an shemaisa oisim zecher l'simchas beis ha-she'evo. Liyas noirim balaylo shel chalamo et sukes. Leharbois bezmiros u'shvochos. Doesn't say to dance even. Umar bim meirois basuko balaylo elu. Gam beharbo bote midroshes. The moker is yesoid v'sheiresh ha-avoido. I don't know how much time the Mishavur brings down the yesoid v'sheiresh. Ayin Shom Sheerich. Shabbos says, to learn Yisayid Mesheerich. Mr. Moses was learning anyway Yisayid Mesheerich. You look the Yisayid Mesheerich inside. He says, Chsidim and Shemaise awake the whole night. Zeicher. Shenem Arzio in Ein Doyreshlo Michlal de Boyed Rishon. Not a Zeicher to be Vesomachto Bechagecho. You go, oh, so sad. We can't dance today. Not the point to dance till you schwitz. It's no Indian. This is Gomish. It's nice. Goodbye. It could be. The Simchas Beis HaShoev, the memory is, oy, look, and we don't have Yerushalayim. We're dancing, and we remember Amor, we had Yerushalayim, we had a Simchas. Oy, my emes, my ned, amare koyen. But as the Yisrael B'Sherish says, this is the mok, dainu. The Yisrael B'Sherish is geboit and this gemore. It's not a takone that when Bisamigdo should be built, we will remember, we will know to do it. The gather of the takone was, tzien and doyreshlo miklal de boyed rishon. Say that. Mikol mekoyen, we'll go back to the gemore. So the Gemara says, "Borishoino yolulev nitel b'mikdash shivo b'medina yoyim echot." So we said, "Why?" It says, "Velekachtem lachem b'yoyim orisho in pri etzodo, usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim." So lekachtem lachem is all over. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. Is lifnei Hashem elokeichem. Zok Rashi. Look in Rashi. B'mikdash shivo kedarshinu b'teraskeni mivesmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. Bamedino Birusholaim Shafiki Gvulim. So Rashi learns Parishino Yolital Bamigdosh Shiva means Beis HaMikdosh. Ubamedino all over Yoimecho. Bamigdosh Smachtim Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. But the whole world is only one day. Mishachor Beis HaMikdosh, Hiskin Rabbi Yechonon Ben Zakkai, that we take it 7 days. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, look in page 2, Medino, Hishar Eretz Yisrael Chutz MiYerushalayim. Medino Hishar Eretz Yisrael Chutz MiYerushalayim. See the next piece, Doruch Laner. במדינה בירושלים, he brings the Rashi, הרמב״ם חולק על רשי וסביר אלי דירושלים בכלל מקדשו, שחנקוסה בפרק בייז משויפו. So the Ochlaner brings down also Rashi, the Rambam is חולק על רשי, and he learns that בירושלים means מקדש. Also see in the same page, the last paragraph in the Sfasemes. Vehine Rambam pirish de Mikdash ein Yerushalayim. Velo shena mishne mashma, shenita b'medino. Aber mikol makoyim, so the Sfasemes brings down, and the Ochlaner, that the Rambam state that the Mikdash is Yerushalayim. So, and the whole Yerushalayim, they took for 7 days, and the country they took for 1 day. In the old days, a lot of Mefoshim, even Reb Moshe in the beginning, wanted to say that it's a Tov Sofer. That can he say? That Yerushalayim is Lifnei Hashem? It's a can he say? We were Zoyche, we have Rabbeinu Menoyach. Turn the next page. The Maisa after Shabtai Frankel printed Rabbeinu Menoyach. Rabbeinu Menoyach, the Rambam dear says, in Aloche Ches, כשגוזרו שלו נתקויה בשבס, אבל בזמן שהיו בסמיקדוש קיום, והיו בית הגול בירושלים, היו תויקים בירושלים. זוג דרי ודמישנה שטייט מיקדוש, נת ירושלים. So the Rabbeinu Menoyach brings down, I will say over by Alper what he says. The Rambam is right, the Raivet is wrong. Mikdosh means Yerushalayim. He's Rabbi Menoyach Nilche Shoifo. That's what he says. Sharei, when you learn Masech Tesuke, and state Lulav Nitol Bamigdosh Shivo. What, you think it's Beis Amigdosh? Dear, we know it means Yerushalayim. What is this Raya? Maiser Sheini. Is he, will you eat Maiser Sheini? Yerushalayim. What it says in the Pasuk? Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Techlenu. Will you eat Bikurim in Yerushalayim? Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Techlenu. So when it states Lifnei Hashem, means Yerushalayim. So when it says Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, for sure it means Yerushalayim. As states Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, it means Yerushalayim. So Lulav Nitol Bamigdosh Shivo means Yerushalayim. Bamedino Yom Echot. The Sfasemes brings down a diuk. Borishoino Lulav Nitol Bamigdosh Shivo. ובמדיני ימחות משחורב בייס המקדוש. It says, it doesn't say ברישיין הלולב ניטל בבייס המקדוש ומשחורב בייס המקדוש. ברישיין הלולב ניטל במקדוש means the whole ירושלים. So mainly we have a מחלקת. The Rambam learns that לולב ניטל במקדוש שיבה means the ganz ירושלים. מה שאין כן, the Rashi learns it's only בייס המקדוש. Lahaloche came Rebbe Yashiv and said, if Sido Azza Bikurei Yankiv, Zog the Bikurei Yankiv, I want to take it to one more step. We know we don't go up to Har HaBayis, right? Why? We hold Kedusha Rishonah Kitcha L'Shaisa V'Kitcha Lo Asid Lavoi. It's Yidden that thing, not like that, but we think that you're not allowed to go in. Aber Azei, the whole Yerushalayim today has a din if Mikdash, if Lifnei Hashem. But Mele Zog Rebbe Yashiv, if you took a lulav in Rechavia, and you walk into the Koisel, we'll start on the second day, you have to take the lulav again. And if not, you oiver an bitul mitzvas ese doi reise. Come close.
A new bracha?
He's asking with a bracha. If you, follow the Rambam and everything, you can make a bracha. Come and say, come closer. I know the whole Yerushalayim is Lifnei Hashem, but now, so this is the first chiddush. Now, not only that, when you come to Yerushalayim, You can't take stuff from that guy in the koisel that holds that big stick, looks like a lulav, with like, you know, interesting aspirin and shake on it. You have to have the same lulav you have to have the first day, a full lulav, a esrog lochem, and if not, you mevatel mitzvah seser. The marshal, the briskers, don't go, I never go sukkahs by day to the koisel. I'm scared. Reb Michal Feinstein came to visit the briskerov. He asked him, my Aidim, where are you going to after me? It looked like he was rushing somewhere. He said, Shverch, I've gone to the Kaiser. He said, what, the hostel lulav? He said, I'm the first day, I'm so nervous, it's a black dad, it's not a black dad. In the end, I shuckle, I take a temari shamur kanisha. In the end, I'm about to walk into the old city to be mischayev. Or the most, if someone walked and didn't do it, he was mevatel mitzvah seser, the sukkahs. It's chavali came there at Yisrael. As a pastor Rebbe Eliashi. If you walked, I'm not going what you did, Dobby. We're not going into it now. Yeah, I saw. This will stay. We'll see even more chomer in the end. Now, Rebbe Eliashiv was makbid every morning to go to the koisel to bench. Now, I want to explain. That already is a bigger chiddush, that you have to go to Mekhayim de Vismachtim. You also could learn, you have to go to Mekhayim de Vismachtim. That could be you don't have to. But if you walk into the old city, you mischayim midoy reisim. As they pass into the Bikur Yankiv, Sfasemes, and Rebbe Eliashiv. To make a bracha, we don't make a bracha, because maybe the halacha is not like the Rambam. Now, we'll take it, we'll build it up. I want first the first raya. We'll take one more sugi and masech the sukkah.
Why is it the one sugi?
Because it says, "V'smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokei." What? Lifnei Hashem stayed, right? If you allowed to go to, you go off
today. The Tachanas of Yotam and Zakai.
It's all over the world. Over in Yerushalayim, it stays there. Reise. He maybe means to ask the kasha. I understand what Reb Moshe Feinstein asks. Schmecks you asking Reb Moshe Feinstein's kasha. Frank Reb Moshe Feinstein, if you could go today to the old city to become the Reise, so why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakai has to make a takone? If today is a way to be Yotze the Reise, so why had to make a takona? This is what he wants to prove. The Bikur Yankiv says, Lifne Hashem stays today also. You go up to the Arabais? No. So it stays Lifne Hashem? So Zokar Beliashiv, if it stays Lifne Hashem, so if you go into the old city, it's called Lifne Hashem, so you mechuyim midoy reise to do all the 7 days in the old city.
Like the Rambam.
The Michtom holds like the Rambam. Migdal Ois passes like the Rambam, Aruch Laner, and Rav Saadia Goel. Now, the Rambam says the same thing in Shkolim, Masech to Shkolim. It says that they had a Gizborim in the Migdosh that they counted the money. So the Bartanur says, Migdosh Balishkes. The Rambam Pirusha Mishnah says, they counted the money in Yerushalayim. This is the easy chiddush, but again, this is not my chiddush. No. I can't see, but. Come closer. Yes, pushing it. Yes.
The halacha didn't change any.
The halacha didn't change.
So then why do you need a Zeichel Amigdash?
Oh, so this is the Moshe Feinstein's kasha.
You don't need a Zeichel Amigdash.
So the Moshe Feinstein, the metzius was that no one was in Yerushalayim when Bis Amigdash was hard. They left. So the Mele, they made a Zeichel. I will explain even more. We explained that the Zecher is not that they will forget the Halacha, it's to feel so bad that was Beis HaMikdash was Chorev. So in the middle of Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, they wanted that everyone will remember Yerushalayim. They will remember that Yerushalayim was Chorev. Shem Zalman said, Tzion ein Deirish left. Not even a Zecher to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Zecher to the city of Yerushalayim. So you're right that technically if someone will come to Yerushalayim, he could take the lulav. But the Zecher is for that. But we'll go one more step. It's a Simchas Beis HaSheva. Why we do Simchas Beis HaSheiva? It's a big mistake in the whole world, because, you know, we are used to learning more Rashi Tosfos only. When you learn Masech the Sukkah with Rashi, Rashi says, look in page number 4. Shlomo, give me Choyal of the paper. We have a lot of copies. Extra copies. Look in Rashi. Beis HaShoiva kol simcha zu eino elo bishvil nisu chamayim. Now what everyone thinks that the reason that we do simchas beis HaShoiva is ushavte mayim besoso in mi mayne Yeshua. So the simchas beis HaShoiva is zeichel nisu chamayim. Was the aloche ushavte mayim besoso. Val it says ushavte mayim besoso. So you have to do Simchas Beis HaShoiva. Rashi repeats himself in Daf Nun Amud Beis in the whole Perek HaCholil. Rashi learns the whole fifth Perek in Sukkah. Simchas Beis HaShoiva is a memory for Nisu Chamayim. Sorry, not a memory, a mitzvah. Ushavte Mayim Besosu. Today the Zecher. But the Simchas Beis HaShoiva in Beis HaMikdosh was because Ushavte Mayim Besosu in Mayim HaYeshua. In the Rambam, the Beskerov is Medayik in the Rambam, that the reason that we had Simchas Beis HaShoiva is no Shaychus to Nisu Chamayim. Look at Lashon HaRambam, page 5. Aval pi shebekol ha-moyado is mitzvah lismoyach bohem, b'chag ha-sukeh soyo b'migdosh simcho yeseiro, shenemar v'smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. So the Briskerov is really maimi de teire, that we have a Yesedis dike machlekes Rashi and Rambam. Lefi Rashi, the reason we had Simchas Beis HaShoiva, Nisu Chamayim, Ushavte Mayim Besosun. No Shaychus to Vesmachten. Lefi the Rambam, Kol Amoy Adois is a mitzvah to be happy. And Chagasuke Simcha Yeseiro Hoiso Bamigdosh, Shenemar Vesmachten, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. The Rambam is Emek Broch, is Mesupik, if it's Doiraiso, it's a Smachte. But as a aloche, v'smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, shivas yomi. What? No shaychus to Nisu Chamayim. Yeah, no, but Rashi says the reason we were happy, but Rashi says the reason we're happy, it says, ushavte mayim besosoy. It's a din that the she'ivas mayim has to be besosoy. But not because Rashi had to say why you have to have the simcha simcha beis shoiva. She v'smach tefnei Hashem elokeichem. Not that Rashi in Amud Beis says v'kol zu eino elo takona miderabonon. It's not even a din d'oraisa. But it's no shaykh to the water. What if there's no water? Just they close the minor shenruch. You can't do nisu chamayim. They will do the party lefi Rashi.
Going to Rashi, says,
called Simcha
Zu.
Called
Simcha
Zu.
Zu of the
Beis HaShem. Beis
HaShem. But the Inyan Simcha Bechlau.
Right.
Could be.
Doesn't mention no, it doesn't mean to be happy.
That he could say is
Machu. But the Rambam is talking about Simcha's Beis HaShem. Read the Rambam. Keitzer, Balailo, Rishon, Maskini, Mokim, Lenoshim, Lazros, Noshim, and then he carries on the whole aloche. Achalil, Make, Bekino, the whole Perek Acholil, Rashi, the Rambam learns, it's not related to Sheva Samayim. This is the Torah. If you see, I just made a copy. I want to read it.
Rashi doesn't have to necessarily.
No, but Rashi Bichlal doesn't have the mokim itself. The smachta if not Hashem Elokei.
It's a simple piece of shape.
Right, and this one of Briskerov is Meyased. Really, if you see in page 6, this is the Torah for the Briskerov. The smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. What is mikdash lefi the Rambam? What does the word mikdash mean? Yerushalayim. You're right. One of the big gedolim asked me that kasha, but the answer is no. But here I want to bring the raya. It's a raya she'ein oleh tshuva. The Gemara says, look in page 8. It's a Gemara that all of us know that how Simchas Beis HaShoiva started. The ladies were inside. The men were all down in Yerushalayim. Rashi says, "Batchil anoshim mibachutz." Berechovo shel Arabais ubechayil. Outside the Beis HaMikdosh. Look in page 7. Page 7. Tonu Rabbonon. Borishoin anoshim mibefnim ve'anoshim mibachutz. So the men were downstairs and the ladies were inside. became a ganzer chilul Hashem. They switched it. So the original Simchas Beis HaSheiva and Beis HaMikdosh was not inside the Beis HaMikdosh. Was downstairs in the Har HaBayis. Right? Then they moved it in. Now listen carefully. If Simchas Beis HaSheiva is mitzvat v'smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. So here your question comes. Not only on the Rambam, the real original Simchas Beis HaSheiva was not inside. How they could do it outside? It says, "V'smachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem." What? What? Chovash HaRabayis is outside the Azor. It doesn't have Kedusha Sazor. Chovash HaRabayis is outside the Azor. It doesn't have Kedusha. Right, the Noshim. Noshim bifnim. Right, but the Noshim were outside.
Okay, but
the ladies, or the men that were dancing were Chovash HaRabayis. So listen carefully. The Teretz is, the Rambam holds, Lifnei Hashem is where? The whole Yerushalayim. So if the Rambam, it's not a kasha. Because Lifnei Hashem means Gans Yerushalayim. Lifi who the kasha is? Lifi Rashi. Aber Rashi, very good. Rashi holds Simchas Beis HaSheiva, was shaches to the water, no shaches to the smachtem. So here's the machlekes l'shitosu. So what must me ask? While the Rambam learns that Simchas Beis HaSheiva is v'smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, he has a raya that it's in Gans Yerushalayim. Because if it's not in Gans Yerushalayim, how Simchas Beis HaSheiva was outside? The Teretz is Rashi holds, it's nishken kashe. I learned Perek HaCholil, it's no shaykes to v'smachtem. Now you understand why I needed that Rashi doesn't have it? So the Rambam learns that Simchas Beis HaSheiva is v'smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Masha'inken, Rashi. So now we'll take it to one more step. And here Be'etzem, we hear the whole lumbus. Rav Zsolti was the one that Be'etzem built this second step. He's saying it in our Nusach.
According to the Rambam, it's a
Zeh. Very good. This is one of the big Rav Shemazam's kashas. So why are we not Mechuyev if we go to the Old City? Why are we not Mechuyev? So I think that Chuv is trying to Mechadish it. But we'll see later, it could be a chuva if we know historically that today that it's not Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was down to Ir David, all the places that they're digging and they're not stopping to dig. And could be if someone shook a lulav in a chuva, when he goes down to the Kaisel, he has to shake again. So even if you dived in a chuva and he shook a lulav, then he went to the Kaisel, don't feel good. Because you are not Yoitza. Because this is not Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is down the hill. The Kaisel for sure is the right place. But I want to go now to the next step, and here we will hear the Oymek of the vault. Then we'll see that it's beautiful. It's mamish like a glove. The halacha is, in the first day in Beis HaMikdosh, and the first day by us, we take a Esrog, that is Lochem, Hodor, all the dinim. All the 7 days, we take Shvache. What happened when Beis HaMikdosh was Kaya? What they did over the 7 days. When Beis HaMikdosh was Kayim, what kind of Dalet Mini they needed all the 7 days?
Same as the first.
So, Rashi and Tesis and Deran learned the same of the first. Here and there is the Ramban, little Chilukim, and the big picture is the same. All of the Gemoras that say that it's different, Zok Tesis is Bizman Hazeh. In the Rambam, the Magid Mishneh is medayek in the Rambam, v'kol psulim eilu barishin v'loi basheini, even bezman Beis HaMikdosh. So we have a machlekes. Rashi Tesis and all of the Rishonim learn, all of the psulim from the first day were following all the 7 days, bezman Beis HaMikdosh. And the Rambam holds, even bezman Beis HaMikdosh, they were not. Why? Listen, the vault. The vault, Be'etzem, Reb Chaim and Stenzel says it a half. Skirov says a half. I'm just banding it together. They say like this. Rashi learned, Tesis Kipshuto. If this says, V'lekachtem lochem b'yoyim harishon pri eitz hodo, then you have to take that 7 days, V'smachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem, take this and be happy 7 days with it. The Rambam learns, V'smachtem doesn't mean only dalet minim. What is the raya? He says, by night you dance. Also v'smachtem. So if the Rambam v'smachtem is not really dafka with the Dalet Minim. Okay, so what is the Indian Bichlal to take the Dalet Minim? The v'smachtem goes back and the Dalet Minim as well. Sogt Reb Chaim Azeh. Lefi Rashi, it's no new parsha v'smachtem. It's only a gilui that in Beis HaMikdash do it for 7 days. Lefi the Rambam, it's a new parsha v'smachtem. V'horaye, that even by night you dance. So what means it's a new parsha v'smachtem? It's a din to be happy. Just how you happy, you could dance, and you could take the Dalit Minim. Says like this, if it's a gilui that the Dalit Minim carry on for 7 days, for sure they have to be the same. But if it's not a gilui, it's a new parsha of esmachtem, and you just do it with the Dalit Minim, so you have to have the same Dalit Minim, but the protim that I learned from lekachtem, velochem, tamo, this doesn't have to be. You could have learned that it had to be, but we could understand the Magid Mishnah. This is the Torah that Reb Chaim said. So in a nutshell, the vote of Reb Chaim is that lefi Rashi, that it's only a pshat v'lekachten lechem b'marishon, and with this 7 days v'smachtem, so it's the same dalet meaning. Mashe'egi lefi the Rambam, that v'smachtem for sure is not only with this. V'horaya, by night you dance without that. So it's a parsha v'smachtem, just because it's near each other, we understand that there's a way to do it with the dalet meaning. Then we could understand that it doesn't have to have all of the protein. It has to have the dalet minim, but lemoshel the din lochem is the din of lekachtem. You could be happy with dalet minim; it doesn't have to be yours. If it's the same mitzvah, lekachtem spreads for 7 days, has to be exactly the same. But if it's not the same mitzvah, spreads for 7 days, it's a new mitzvah of esmachtem. This is the Torah that Reb Chaim the Beskerov.
The only mention of the Dal Minim is in that pasuk. So where do you see a Zazach? You have a din of a pre-H that doesn't have to be a pre-H.
Right. So how you could dance by night with a
no, four. But the
so the answer is
the of a pre-H right. Is a pre-H hadar.
Right. So the Moshe Reb Chaim says could be the Moshe. He explains that could be lochem you will not have to have, but why have to have? So he says val the hadar is extra drosha in the pasuk. So we learn that goes on the prat. He says I will give you a Moshe. When Chazal made a takana the Rabbanon. Right, so they made a mitzvah to member. Why they decided to cut off these things? Vayis Deis Chazal understand that is not from the main part of the prey. It's a rai from Chazal. Why Chazal? Maybe Chazal to take a pickle. What is the point to take an esrog that is not a hodo? Obviously, that is the same thing. Now, so I want to hear before we go to the nice part. Comes out now if you falomdish a little bit, a huge chiddush. If you took the lulav the first day in Rechavia, and you walked to the Koisel in the first day, you have to take the lulav again or not? Yes. Why? Here you didn't do the smachtem. Here you did only the lekachtem. But it's another mitzvah of smachtem. So even the guys that went the first day are nishbeseder. What? You could make a shechiyon. Like I said, I'm not sure if we pass in the Rambam. I don't know if you can make shechiyon of smachtem. Could be. Would not have to be hodo. You're right. That is totally in some rishonim. The Briskerov, Avraham Yeshua told me. I asked Avraham Yeshua. He said his father, someone wanted to take by Rebel. He wanted to take. He was a guy that he let him every time to shokel his dalet minim. So in the morning he shokled it, in the afternoon he came, he wanted to take it. He asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the Koisel. He said, but you took it today. It's the first day. He said, yeah, but
so why is he making Alatilas Lulav then?
Outside you can make Alatilas Lulav.
No, inside.
Inside you can't make another Brocha. But in the second day. I didn't say that he could make another bracha because we're not sure if we pass in the Rambam. Or it's a Sufik Dereiser. It's a real Sufik Dereiser.
According to the Rambam, how do you do the
Smachtem Balagwa? Well, so I'm saying, so the Smachtem is two parts. The Smachtem Shivas Yomim Bifnei Hashem Elokeichem. By night we dance, and by day we do it with the Dalet Minim, right? Nothing to do with Nisuch HaMayim. A separate mitzvah, that separate mitzvah. Push your shvei now. Michal, we're not giving up on you.
I'm still listening.
Yeah, I can't be.
So this is a big chumrah that a lot of people don't realize that. It looks like Moshe, you didn't realize that this year. This is what it smacks like. So I'm saying, no, I'm saying it comes out that if you go lemaisa, you're suffering mevatel mitzvah as a deraisa. So till now you thought, okay, so at least on the first day I could walk. So now I want to mamshich the second part. This is what I heard from Rabbi Yenis and David. It's such a beautiful vault. I know you will argue a little bit. Such a beautiful vault from Rabbi Yenis and David. Listen carefully. There's a Gemara. We'll see the Gemara inside on page 8. There's a Gemara, a famous Gemara. Tanya Rav Lozor bar Rav Tzodek Oimer Kacho Yom Minhogom Shel Anshe Yerushalayim Odem Yoitze Mi Beisoi Lulovoi Beyodoi Hoylech Le Beis HaKnesses Lulovoi Beyodoi Koyre Krishme Umispale Lulovoi Beyodoi. Everyone knows Anshe Yerushalayim walk the whole day with the lulav. Koyre Krishme Lulovoi Beyodoi Mispale Lulovoi Beyodoi. The Rambam brings it down with a change of a word. We'll see it in a second. The Tur brings it down. The Ramo brings it down. Shabbos says not to do it, it's you are it. I know most people don't do it. So it's brought down in the Gemara. Maise kacho yo'an in Yerushalayim. It's brought down in the Rambam. It's brought down in the Tur and the Ramo. The one that misses us out is the Shulchan Aruch. Why the Shulchan Aruch missed this aloha out? If it's not important, let the Tur not write it, let the Ramon not write it. If it's important, the Gemara brings it down, the Rambam brings it down, Tur brings it down. Why the Ramon missed it out? Why the Shulchan Aruch missed it out? Look at the Gemara. Kacho yom minhogom shel anshe Yerushalayim. Right? The Rambam brings down this Gemara with one letter different. Okay, turn the page to page 9. One letter different. Kacho yo aminog be Yerushalayim. What is the difference? You hear the deal? Our Gemara state Anshe Yerushalayim. The Rambam's girsa is Kacho yo aminog be Yerushalayim. I'll tell you the difference. Moshe, we know Anshe Yerushalayim moved to Beit Shemesh. You know, I'm just giving a muscle. Yeah. So the muscle of Anshe Yerushalayim go to Beit Shemesh. They also have to go with the lulav the whole day, right? If they move to America, they also have to take the lulav the whole day. The Fida Rambam is no shaychus to Anshe Yerushalayim. Kacho yo aminog be Yerushalayim. When you move out of Yerushalayim, you don't do it. The opposite. If you came from Toronto and you live in Yerushalayim now, you have to carry the whole day? Yes. The Fida Rambam. The Fida Gemara, no. Only Anshe Yerushalayim. But the Fida Gemara, this minog was Anshe Yerushalayim. You know, the Hasidim, the Tzadikim. לפי דרמם לא שייך את החסידים וצדיקים. כך היו המינוג בירושלים. Why the Rambam fixed the girsa? Why the Rambam changed the girsa? The Rambam had a kasha. He doesn't understand why Anshe Yerushalayim walked the whole day with the lulav. And someone makes a bris mila. You carry on cutting the kid the whole day? What is the inyan to hold the lulav the whole day? What is the inyan? You finished the mitzvah already. This is my argument with the Molcha the first time that we met each other in Yeshiva Sukkah. You remember our argument? I said over the kasha, the famous Reb Chaim. I remember in the front of everyone since we were Molcha got up and started to yell. You don't remember that, Maisa? I brought out the Yeshiva, the first time the Yeshiva wanted to make it, they made like a Suda, and they wanted that, one more Yeshiva will say like a little Zaltera, and learn, had to be in learning that the Eilam will get angry. This was the instructions. I think Bumi David gave the instructions, I don't remember who. But, and I said over the famous Kasha from Reb Chaim, that, you know, Reb Chaim says, everyone knows the famous Reb Chaim, that if someone has two Esregim, a nice Esreg, Mehudo, but Sofek if it's kosher. And he had the Esreg that is for sure kosher, but very Shvach. I want to make the Bracha first. You have one esrog, beautiful. How about you don't know if it's kosher or not? Beautiful. The other one's for sure kosher, you know that little green one that is clean? I want to make the bracha first. You know, what do you make the bracha first? So, Reb Chaim said to make him the nice one. Why? What? Why? Because the Chaim said, if you will do and the kosher one, yeah, explain, if you will do and the kosher one,
it's over.
So the mitzvah is over. So you can't add a hidur after the mitzvah is done. So mainly you make the broch and the nice one. And the shaila is, it's a hefsek. So it's different to Rutsin why Reb Chaim was not choshesh to the hefsek. Some said, Reb Chaim said, if you're busy misasik in the mitzvah, it's not called the hefsek. And on that they had a kasha that in Rashi and Eruv in Dafnun state that it is called a hefsek. Such a thing is called a hefsek. Such a thing is called a hefsek. As they state in Rashi and Eruv. But the question is, so we see from Reb Chaim that what you put it down, the mitzvah is done. All of you agree, right? Such a glap. All everyone knows the Reb Chaim. So I don't understand. So why Ansi Yerushalayim are carrying, holding on their lulav? A minute. Yeah. Why aren't Yerushalayim doing it? This is what the Rambam's kasha. The Rambam had an answer. You know what is his answer? It's because v'smachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem. Aber azei, it's only in Yerushalayim. But if you go to Bnei Brak, it's no Indian. So kacho yo aminot be Yerushalayim. Everyone in Yerushalayim, no shaykhs, but only in Yerushalayim. Again, only Rambam Shitosoi, that the whole Yerushalayim. Rashi cannot answer this. Because Rashi holds his novus machtim in Yerushalayim. Tesis cannot answer it. Zog Tesis in Psochim Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Chivuv Mitzvah, the Mitzvah. Shirayim. Shirayim from the Mitzvah. Or the Mitzvah is Mamshich. Chivuv Mitzvah. It's only a minak toiv. So the Tur Shulchan Aruch will answer like this: it's maybe chivuv mitzvah, hemshech mitzvah. But the Rambam had a better teretz. The Rambam said, "I am a pshat. No one could say like me because they don't learn that lifnei Hashem is Yerushalayim. So lifnei them is no point to do it in Yerushalayim. So they have to say anshe Yerushalayim, chavivus, hemshech mitzvah, chivuv mitzvah." Tais Taka says in Psochim that it's over Lasiyosom because the mitzvah is not finishing Gansen till the Na'anuim, the Anji Yerushalayim, or Yunaitlim Kolayoim. Zainam would base that Tais was an Alvele. So Taka Tais is a Shitosu. So now we know why the Rambam, this is both of Rubienis and David, why the Rambam switched the Girse. He had a Kasha and he said, Kacho Yoaminat be Yerushalayim. No one else could answer like him, so they answer different. They answer different. But I say, we can go one more step weiter. If this is the pshat, so now we have a mahalach. The Shulchan Aruch alemol brings down what the Rambam brings down. Shulchan Aruch is matik Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch cannot bring down this halacha. Are we don't have Yerushalayim today. You're telling me, what would be if someone comes to Yerushalayim? So I have a better shaila. Why does Shulchan Aruch then write the whole shir that when you come to Yerushalayim, you chayim in their eyes? Why this whole shir is not in the Shulchan Aruch? The answer is Yerushalayim was chorev till 30, 40 years ago. No one came to Yerushalayim. It was not negeah. There's a lot of halachot the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring down. But for sure, we can ask the kash and the Shulchan Aruch write that chumrah that if you go in, is the inyan to the whole day to shakel the lulav. There's no inyan bichlal. So the Shulchan Aruch cannot bring it down. The Tur and they go b'shitas ha-teisves, they could bring it down. And Anshe Yerushalayim carry it. So the Mishnah Berurah don't do it today as you are. But the Shulchan Aruch that is Alamo b'Yosef, that is Ma'atik Rambam, kacho yo aminug b'Yerushalayim, it's not Negeh anymore. Because it's a minug in Yerushalayim. So I want to mamshich one nekuda. It says, in the Gemara in Yom Chavov, when is Nisuch HaMayim? We know it's in the morning. But the Gemara was trying to figure out, maybe it's in the afternoon. Toshma. V'lamenasech oimer hagbeh yodov, shepam achas the tzduki poured the water, and instead of pouring it on the mizbeach, he poured it on the floor, al raglov, v'rogmu kol ha'om be'esrogeyim. So Rashi says, why the Tana has to tell me that he did it with the esrogeyim? A riot was in the morning. So before it's time I'm Amshir, I heard once a Givaldik Givald. Why the true Esrogim on him? And the Lulavim much more pointy. Sadness. What is the mokka that we have to take a Esrog? Priyetz Hodor. Avushteida Priyetz Hodor is a Esrog. What is the answer? How we know? We have two terutzim. Ramban al Ha-Teira says that in that days they called the esrog was called hodo, like we call tomato. But all of us know the answer of Rashi, of Chazal. Hador be'ilono mishono leshono. So in the Torah it doesn't say really to take an esrog, right? It says hador be'ilono mishono leshono. Now it's only a drasha. The tzduki doesn't want to do nisuch hamayim because he doesn't believe in drashas. So everyone took the esrog and threw it in his face. All of us believe in Chazal. All of us have Yisroel in here. All of Klal Yisroel are believing. If we don't believe in Chazal, we can't take an esrog. It doesn't say esrog nowhere. You also have an esrog. So the tzduki that didn't do nisuch hamayim, they threw the esrog in his face. Another pshat I heard, it says that the esrog is like a talmid chochem. Tam v'reich hoyishove. Hadasim tam on areach. Lulav tam on areach. Hadasim areach on atam. Harovus yishlog. Yeah. So to the tzduki, they took the Talmid Chochem, they stuck it on him, you know. And the tzduki, they stuck the Talmid Chochem. But Mikol Mokim, Frek the Tesis Yishon in Makash. He doesn't understand. The Yerushalayim, you have Yisroigim the whole day. What is the ride that is in the morning? What is the raya of the Gemara? That Nisuch HaMayim happened in the morning, because if not, people would not have Yisroigim. Has to be. Livnei Hashem Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, everyone has Yisroigim. They have the Yisroigim the whole day. Zog the Tesis Yeshonim. Afternoon, everyone left the Beis HaMikdash. So I heard a kasha, it says, V'rogmu kol ha'om be'esrogeil. It can't be afternoon, because afternoon is only on Yerushalayim. Tell us, Yishonim was living like the Rambam. Everyone be Yerushalayim, everyone had a esrog. So he's asking, so what is the raya of the Gemara? So it comes out like this, the way we're learning the vibe. That we have two dinim. We have a din v'smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim, the way the B'skerov and Reb Chaim Amayim did it. That lefi the Rambam is one din of lekicha b'yom rishon, and is another din v'smachtem shivas yomim, and that lefi the Rambam is in the whole Yerushalayim. Rashi learns it's only in Beis Hamikdash, but not only that the Rambam learned that it's in the whole Yerushalayim. We explain pshat belomdes that lefi the Rambam it's hanaya alochef un v'smachtem v'horaye, that the Rambam said that you do by night rikudim u'mechoiles, and it's also a zecher to v'smachtem. And b'meila, we said Simchas Beis Sheva was taken in Yerushalayim. And we said this is the Mokiv Am Bekachoy Aminu Yerushalayim. And b'meila, we said two chidushim la'aloche, that Rebbe Eliashiv is very stark, that they become a sofek deraisa, that if you go to the old city, you have to take Dalet Minim again. It's not enough that you took the Dalet Minim outside of Yerushalayim, you have to take them again when you come in to the old city. And the second chidush we said, not only that you have to take them again, if you took the Dalet Minim, even in the first day, and you came to Yerushalayim, you mechuyev again, mitzad v'smacht. Now, I want to say one chiddush. A second I'll say, Reb Shlomo Zalman wanted melamed zchus. I'm saying again, the Bnei Tere, Amachmir, everyone that goes into the old city, to shokel, I'm sure all of you, the Makbid, to go over to shokel again at Dalet Minim. I don't go, only if I manage to go on the last day, so I could take my Dalet Minim. Because, you know, if you're going during the middle, normally they break before, you know, before you come back. It's not kosher anymore if you take them in the middle. But this is the minik. This is the minik. I said, the briskest that I could don't go to the old city because of that. They're scared, chas v'sholem, to be over on this issue. So the second I'll say, what is the limut schus of Reb Shlomo Zalman and the people that don't want to be machmir? But the vow, we're going with the chumreh. So I heard from my brother, the Mashgiach of Chevron, he wanted to say one more chumrah, one more step of chumrah lefi them. That if you took the lulav in Yerushalayim on the first day and the second day, you went like a Rebbe Eliashiv to the Kaisel, and you took the Dalet Minim. When you come back to Rechavia, you have to take it again. Why? He said, "Dear, you mekayim the deraisa v'smachta." Here is a derabbanon of Deiresh Letzir. It's a takon of derabbanon to make a zecher l'migdosh. You are not yoytzer the takon of zecher l'migdosh. And Yerushalayim is not a takon of zecher. So how they said the guy that does the deraisa doesn't need a zecher, or it goes to feed the areas. I'm especially asking it because in the Beis Roa this year I had to use the shailah halacha lemaisa. Again, I'm saying one more step. Till now we said when you go in you have to take again. Now we said the guy that davened in the koisel, it's really not Rabbi Yashim. It's Chavrin Mashgiach, yeah. And he did a deraisa. Now he goes to Rechavdi. So we tell him, listen, there you did the deraisa. What's with the deirish letzion? Especially we explained it's a memory to the Chuban of the Bais. So what do you say? They said, no, they did, so I'm asking, they said areas.
According to that, you not only have to do it,
you're mechuyev to leave. To do the Derish.
Yeah.
So the Shaif, you're mechuyev to go into the old city to do the Vismachtim also?
That's also.
So I said, that is another step that you have to go. I said, if the chub is in Shalayim, we discussed, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be chav in Hashem mitzvah. You have to be chav, if it's in the hands. If the esrog is not in the box, if you have your nice silver box, it's like the esrog, then. So I was trying to explain why I'm saying. The Chacham Tzvi wants to declare, what would be if a guy is in the first day and he only has an esrog chosso? You can make a brocha or not? The first day. All of us know we don't make a bracha. Why? If I don't have the rice, I should have the rabbonot. So what are you telling me? No.
They were not said.
So now I'm asking you. So the guy in the old city also was not said to the rabbonot there? How they said it? If a guy did the rice, he doesn't have to do the rabbonot? Or they said in this area is like this, or in this area is like that? If they said in this area is like this, and in this area is like that, so lechul, if you came out from area A, to area B, do the rabbon.
What do you need the rabbon for?
Chazal made a takona that will remember.
Right.
But Chazal made. So this is the shaila. It's a takona. So this is what I was magdim. The shaila of the Chazal, the Gemara says, "Minolam da'avdin and zeichel amigdosh." Look in page one a second. Shenemar tzion ein doyreshlo. So Chazal was medayek that this zeichel amigdosh is not like all the zeichel that you remember the mitzvah. The horaya, you do it wrong. The first day it has to be lochem, the second day is not. So it's not a memory that you will remember to do the mitzvah when Beis HaMikdash will be built. Chazal made it, we'll remember that we had a Beis HaMikdash. Now the shaila is, they said that the guy that was mekayim deraisa, they were not metaken. Only the guy that is not metaken deraisa, they were metaken. Or they said it lefi the areas. And this area is deraisa, and this area is the rabbonim. So here's the clear. If we say that he said, and this area is the Raisin, and this area is the Rabbonon, could be the guy be Mischayev again?
So
if it's Migdash today, so even here we don't have to take it.
Right.
Now I'm asking, so why we do it here? But it's a Migdash there.
This is the Shaila.
To those that don't have the Raisin, they're attacking. Or they were metaken already a zeichel, that in this place we have to make a zeichel. I'm asking that it's not the gladkeit. I said, Alamo, we say something to b'shem omroi, why you say b'shem omroi? To mechabed, or to say, that shmach echidish. Here I'm using the second mouth.
According to, once you have the takana of Yochanan and Zakkai, to say that in Yushlari itself should not be a zeichel.
So this is the shaila. So this is the Chacham Tzvi class. So maybe even in the first day already they will have the zeicha.
Because in Yerushalayim itself, when Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, he substituted.
So this is the shaila. So the shaila is in the first day you also have the zeicha.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
because the smach
in Yerushalayim. Pashtus
for sure not.
I'm asking,
but this is the clear of the Chacham Tzvi. I'm just saying, after the Chacham Tzvi brings down that shine, it's Nogia Lemaisa, where people come with a Sofer Chosser. So you can tell them you could rely on the Chacham Tzvi, but be the Evet to make a Broch. Reb Shmuel Zalman Auerbach came and he said like this. He says, L'chure, Rebbe Yashiv was right. L'chure, Lemaise, the guys that go into the old city without a lulav, they're mamish wrong. But we have to melamed zchus on klal Yisrael. We have to melamed zchus on klal Yisrael. So Shmuel Zalman said, not to go, not to go. But you know, Shmuel Zalman Auerbach could not go to the Kaisel. If you know Shmuel Zalman. So he said, if we understand the lomdus of the shir very, very stark, he will take it to one more level and he will break the whole shir. And he said like this. The whole mokel of the Rambam is v'smachtem, like we said. It's not stam a din, it's a din to make a v'smachtem. V'smachtem lifnei Hashem. So why they don't make a zecher to Simchas Beis Hashem? So he said, first, at Sakasha, I'm not asking it, he said, because I could answer, who dances in Simchas Beis Hashem? Chach Meisrael. So it means it's not every guy dances. So we don't have Chach Meisrael. It's not like every guy has to go on the street and start to dance. So when Klal Yisrael are not around, there's no one to set the Simchas Beis Hashem. But he said, but I want the answer better. He says, it's not the pshat you take the lulav. It's v'smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. How? With Simchas Beis Hashem and with a lulav. Right? He says, but if you're talking v'smachtem, you don't take the lulav. You don't take the. He said the first thing is you come to Hashem and you freitach with Hashem. When it's a churban abayis, it's no musik v'smachtem with Hashem. This is a part of the churban. So he says like this. I'm not saying like Moshe wanted to make it to a sofer in the Rambam. No. The rayas are too stark. The Rambam halzach in Yerushalayim kachoyo aminok be Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, everyone takes dalet minim day rayas. Simchas Beis Hashem was in the whole city. All of the rayas of the shtickel. I'm not dingzach on the shtickel and saying to a sofer. The shtickel is too strong. The psulim, the katchile, oh, it's too strong, it's muchach. I'm just taking it one more level. While I'm saying pshat in the Rambam, that the lomdus is v'smachtem, and we said it's a separate din from v'lekachtem. It starts really stama din simcha. He says, when there's no base of pshat is, avada, you dance in the whole Yerushalayim. With what? With Hashem. Hashem is not here. Avada legabi bikurim lifnei Hashem tichlenu. Aber v'smachtem when it's no Beis Hamikdash. He says he knows that it's, you know, if you know the Shmuzam Oyerbach, it's kind of Shmuzam and Svoris. You know, he had, it's like, you know, when people sit in Shabbos, you have these little cars, you know, for the kids that you wind them. So some rabbonim that paskin that are saying you're not allowed to wind the watch in Shabbos. You're not allowed to wind it. You had also these, you know, these rocking chairs. Today it's made with batteries, but in the beginning they came like, you know, you wind it up. And they hold you're not allowed to do it. Shmuel Zalman said, no. To wind the watch, you're not allowed to, because this is metaken. Without, when the watch is not wind, Nishkan watch, right? He said, this is a watch. But he said, a car, that you wind the car, the police car that runs around, he said, if it starts to run around the whole time, it's also broken. The whole way you use it is, you wind it, the kid plays, and it stops. You wind it, the kid plays, and it stops. So that's Nishkin Boinet. That's the Ishtamshus. It says, a watch that is not wind is Nishkin watch. He said, if some person has a chair that will be rocking the whole time, he will get it back to the store. He can't have it. He needs it. When he puts the baby in, he could wind it for an hour and it rocks. So if Shazam Oba said also, he's missing maybe, you know, like Yerushalmi to tie it in. But his feeling is, he says, the emes, the ganze Rambam is emes. The ganze Shtikl Teire in the Rambam is emes. But it's no lemaise, when it's no Ribbono Shel Olam, when it's no Beis HaMikdash, it's no v'smachtem. So it's v'smachtem with what? Mit Simchas Beis HaShereva. It's a v'smachtem with what? With dalet minim. But when it's no v'smachtem, again, if we learn that it's only a drosha to take the dalet minim, so we can't shkum with azeches svoris. But while it's a din v'smachtem, so mele bezman beis hamikdash kol shiva mishechora beis hamikdash. So if I care, the duke is very geshmak in the Mishnah, like you said, merishoyin alulav nitol b'hamikdash shiva ubamedina yemecho mishechora beis hamikdash hiskir avichem mitzoka, even in Yerushalayim. Mikdash means Yerushalayim. I just finished with the word that the Imre Emes said on this Mishnah. He said, what is the Shaykhis? The Shi'ir Yoyim Ahonef Kula, look in page 1. Let's see the Mishnah. It's a Chassidish word.
He's showing him some time.
What?
the susa of the two is shvarim shlam zalman, because you see that the iser and the yom hana
right.
Same as eifel vik.
So here have the vod of the imre emes. It's chesedish vod, but it's a nice vod. V'rishayna yolulav nitel b'migdash shiva medini yamechem shachar b'samigdash shelolav nitel b'migdash shiva zechel amigdash v'sheir yom hanef kula yosu. What is the shaykhs? Like we said, Belom, this is for sure Shvel. So the Imre Emes says, why they made, we said, what is the inyan from the Dalet Minim? Doiresh Letzion. It's not even a Zeicha for the Aloche, yeah? It's not the same Alochas. Fakir, Beis HaMikdash will build, we said, you'll be mixed up. Because they will stop to take the Lulav all over, they'll go to the Beis HaMikdash, and they'll tell you, no, now you have to get a better one. But we made a Doiresh Letzion. So Klal Yisrael got very depressed. It means that we're going to forget about Yerushalayim. Chazal are depressing us. What's the sign? So they told us right away, why? And maybe there'll be Makiv Oimer today. So Bemele, that was because Shmehero Yibana Beis Amigdosh. So the Tana showed us Sidog Zeres as the Golas was saying long, or Sidog Zeres that we believe that the Golas will be short. So this is the reason the Tanya from all the Takonis, from all the Takonis, while the first one is a Derech Letzion, it's not Stam a Takonis, it's a Takonis Kilu to memorize Yerushalayim. So the Tanya right away brought down the second Takonis to remember the second Chayim.
Late Rambam, if the first day Yantif comes out on Shabbos, which is to be a slide to make the Seder Shachiyano, when you bring the begin to love in front of.
Yeah, but again, Val we misupik, so we can't do it.
But you could,
late Rambam, you bring it in and you make Shachiyano. So we'll start that one.
Yeah,
we have a special song. I remember the song, right? I got it.
Stop on the side. Stop on the side. Stop.